The families of the helicopter pilot, co-pilot and winchman who died while on a search and rescue mission in 2017 are facing significant legal bills arising out of a Department of Transport review of the accident, RTE Investigates has learned. Pilot Dara Fitzpatrick, co-pilot Mark Duffy and winchman Kieran Smith, along with winch operator Paul Ormsby, lost their lives when their search and rescue helicopter R116 crashed into Black Rock Island off the coast of County Mayo in March 2017. The families hired legal teams to represent the interests of the deceased crew during the hearings. RT Investigates reporter Paul Murphy joins us with more on this. Just remind us, Paul, how this review came about.
Well, as with all air accidents, there was an investigation afterwards, and the Department of Transport's Air Accident Investigation Unit, they produced a draft report in late 2019. Now, a number of those conclusions were challenged by the helicopter operator CHC, and the then Minister of Transport, Shane Ross, set up a review board essentially to re-examine those some of those findings. Now, the families of the deceased crew, some of them were fearful that attempts could be made during the review to attach blame for the accident to any of the deceased crew. And so the families of pilot Dara Fitzpatrick, co-pilot Mark Duffy and winchman Kieran Smith, they hired legal counsel to represent them at the review board hearings, which were closed and lasted for 43 days. Now, when their lawyers made applications for costs, the Department of Transport argued vigorously and successfully that the review board had no legal power to award costs. And so the result of that is the families are facing significant legal bills.
And do we know how significant, what sort of scale of legal costs are involved here, and what might they face?
We don't have a figure yet, but the I spoke to a legal expert on this yesterday, who's expert in assessing costs, and he estimated that for this type of hearing, highly technical knowledge necessary over a long period of time, 43 days of hearings, it could run into several hundreds of thousands of euro, which of course is a shock to the families that they won't be able to recoup these costs, or may not be able to recoup these costs. One relative pointed out to me that the review wasn't at their behest. And that they also pointed out that, you know, they were dragged into it to guard the reputations of the crew members. And they pointed out that the crew lost their lives in public service. Now, the relative also added that they would have expected the minister to be defending us, referring to Minister of Transport, Eamon Ryan. We asked the department why the minister's representatives argued against paying the legal costs of the families. And it said that while it was determined that the review board doesn't have jurisdiction to award costs to any party, the minister has now asked officials to consider this matter further, so that hints at a rethink.
Yeah, and just briefly, if you can, Paul, the report hasn't been published yet. Any idea when?
We don't have an exact date. The review board has recommended a number of deletions and changes to the draft accident investigation report. They need to be incorporated into the final report. They haven't given a date for publication, but it should be published soon. Now, it's been a long time. It's been 4.5 years, over 4.5 years since the accident. So not only have the families lost their loved ones, they've also had the headache of the review. They're facing these legal bills, and also the inquest into the four crew members that was adjourned pending the final investigation report. And now, once that's published, then the inquest can be completed.